If you set your mind on recording a particular species, very soon you find that there are a lot of things to learn on the way before you achieve a result. My own particular project before I die is to record the song of the knot. Well, perhaps you think that should not be too difficult, but when you realize that the knot will only sing up until the first egg is laid, and also that you have to go to Arctic Canada or Siberia at a time of year when the whole place is an absolute quagmire from melting snow, and you can't get around unless you can afford the use of a helicopter. There are so many logistics very often that come into play that you need to cope with and learn about in advance if in the end of the day you're going to end up with the recording that you want. So the whole business of wildlife recording brings in its train a learning of lots of other things. Environmental factors, infrastructure factors, problems of traveling, problems of expense. All these factors impinge on the eventual recording. I'm not talking about poking your microphone out of your bedroom window and recording something in your own garden. That perhaps is the simplest. But even that is fraught with difficulties. Just as you set up your microphone out of your bedroom window, along comes a plane heading for Heathrow. So any kind of recording brings in its wake situations that you learn about, and you learn how to cope with them.